Everybody's raving about the Astros this week. They are a week away from opening day. Astros and Rays in Tampa with Justin Verlander on the mound. Are they the best organization in sports? Take a listen to our good friend and colleague Landry Locker, who made this claim on In the Loop on Wednesday.
This is the best organization in sports right now, the Houston Astros. And the Patriots can sit there and say whatever they want to say. The Patriots, there's no like groundbreaking move that the Patriots have made to where you point to that and you say, you know what, that was a really great move. They lucked into Tom Brady. They passed on Tom Brady who knows how many times. Bill Belichick's doing what he does, but the Astros, as far as just organizational structure, this is the best organization in sports. So all those people out there in New England that are all up in arms about it, you lucked into Tom Brady. You can stick it because the Astros got the best organization in all sports.
I mean, it's really a simplistic way of looking at things to say that the New England Patriots, a team that has not had a sub 500 record in 19 years, is all Tom Brady. It really is. If we want to point at moves that the Patriots made in the last year, how about trading basically a mid-round draft pick for Kyle Van Noy, who was dominant in the playoffs? And this is a number of many moves that the New England Patriots have been making over time. Again, is it the sexiest move in the world? No. But you bring in a guy like that, a guy who was an afterthought in Detroit, and he ends up being a good player for New England. And this
is
one of
Trent Brown.
Trent Brown, exactly. That's a guy that they traded for after they lose Nate Solder. You can list a bunch of moves that they've made and say, hey, they've been doing this for such a long period of time. And, you know, I'm not going to dispute that the Astros are one of the best organizations in sports. That would be crazy to do. But I think if we're putting any team in any sport in the same stratosphere as what New England's been doing for all of this time, we're reaching. And we're really reaching if we're doing it with the Astros right now. They have been playing very well over the last 4 years. They had a good season in 2015. They were above average 2016, 2017, and 2018. The last two seasons, they've been great. But they have yet to run into the circumstances, which is why New England and what they've been doing is so damn impressive in a league where there are so many restrictions in terms of keeping you from maintaining what you have for a long period of time. The Astros have still yet to see what happens when you reach the end of a very team-friendly contract for a number of different players. Signing Alex Bregman to an extension makes sense. I understand why they did it. Down the road, you don't have to worry about terrible arbitration deals that you might sign with Alex Bregman. But I still want to see what they do with these four guys. Justin Verlander, Gerrit Cole, Carlos Correa, and George Springer. Until they make tough decisions on those guys and then succeed after the tough decisions, I don't think we can put them on the same plane as the Patriots.
When it comes to the best organizations in sports, right now, in the American professional sports, like the major four ones, there's no argument to me that anybody is above the Patriots and the Warriors. I don't think anybody is above them, nor do I think anybody else is in their class.
Well, that's why I feel like it's a pretty foolish argument. Tyler, Landry will be in here. Oh, no, Landry won't be here. He'll be on the toss about an hour from now.
They're at Twin Peaks and coming up at 10.
Because the Warriors and what they've been able to accomplish and doing it largely through the draft. Like, the Kevin Durant coup was BS, and it sucks, and it's not fair. But they were a great team, and they did that largely through the draft before they ever got Kevin Durant. It's hard to say that they're not up there as, you know, right below the Patriots in terms of best organizations. I guess I would have to ask, just, if you're going to compare any team to the Patriots or the Warriors, if you're going to say that the Astros are the best, you've got to at least make it to the championship game a couple years in a row. Like, you can't be comparing, like, forget about stacking up championships. Let's talk about recent history. You haven't made it to the actual championship game in your respective sport 2 years in a row. How can you possibly put them in the same? You know, and now I'm getting angry. Now I'm getting angry at Landry because this turns into one of those arguments.
Throwback
where, you
Thursday.
Know what? No, because you know what it's turned into? And now at 8:23 in the morning, I'm basically finding reasons to talk bad about the Astros, which is asinine,
And we're not talking bad about the Astros.
Right. No, except that you almost have to because you have to talk about, like, well, these are the things where the Astros aren't quite up to snuff if it comes to. So I guess the question would be, all right, if Landry came in here and said they're the best team in baseball or they're not the best team in baseball or the best organization in baseball, I think you can have a fair debate about that. In baseball, nobody's won back-to-back championships in almost 20 years. It's really are like people are vying for the. There are teams that are still vying for that title in baseball over the past couple decades. Of like, can you be as good as the Warriors are for a sustained period of time? Can you be as good as the Patriots are? Are the Astros going to be that next major professional sports team that can be like those two teams.
They have not withstood the test of time yet. As we're discussing on a Thursday, Mike, Seth, and Paul, the question of are the Astros the best organization in sports? Landry says yes. All of us disagree for, you know, some various reasons. But I think
because Landry wants to put us in a position of basically making it sound like we're talking smack about the Astros.
No,
that's what he's doing. That's what Landry does.
I love the team. I think the organization is really good. I think Jeff Luhnow is an excellent GM. But when you look at the Patriots, this is obvious. Six titles, yeah. The length of time. But even the Warriors, the three championships so far, and they have done it over basically, they've done it over the last 4 to 5 years where it's a longer time span than what the Astros have done so far.
And a couple of texters even bring up the San Antonio Spurs.
Yeah.
The Rockets are going to play tomorrow night, which sucks because they're playing three games in 4 nights. And the Spurs have, won 9 in a row?
That graphic that they showed of like the least number of days with a losing record over however like the last 2 decades is like 83 total days with a losing record.
And to be perfectly honest, off the top of my head, I'd be hard pressed to name a San Antonio Spur right now because there's no Kawhi Leonard there anymore. And they've changed. They've had so many changes over the last couple of years. And here they are, just as terrifying as ever.
Yeah, you know what? You're right. The Warriors aren't even close to the Spurs in terms of the actual organization. Because what the Spurs have been able to do in sustaining success. Well, except it's basketball. Like your very best years are going to be when you have stud players.
But they moved on from Kawhi Leonard, and yet here they are. This is why you can't say it about the Astros yet, because they haven't moved on from huge names and maintained the success. It's not like New England has moved on from Tom Brady, that is sure, and that was, I think, the biggest point of Landry's argument, but it's too simplistic to look at New England as just being Tom Brady and just Bill Belichick.
You know who Landry's greatest ally is in this, and people are going to be surprised when I say this? Trevor Bauer. Trevor Bauer, the despised pitcher from the Indians, points to the Astros as the team that's like head and shoulders above everybody else when it comes to using technology to help pitchers. And he's not just talking about the accusations of sticky substances, just actually like how well the Astros use the computers and the video systems and the analytics and everything to help their pitchers out. He says there's nobody even close to the Astros. So like that, and that also becomes a big question. Like how long do the Astros keep that edge with the things they do with analytics and technology and everything? Like, can they stay that far out? We've seen it in basketball where everybody has copied Morey ball. There's like what do they call that? It's like the Morey quotient, where it's your number, your percentage of threes and your percentage of shots at the rim. And like, it kind of gives you a feel for how close a team is to playing like the Rockets style of basketball. And every single year, teams get a little bit closer to playing the Rockets style of basketball. With the Astros, like they've done some pretty innovative things, but other teams are emulating a lot of that.
We're discussing whether the Astros are the best organization in sports. 713-572-4610. 844 text in. So the Astros get a pass for tanking and screwing over the fans for 2 to 3 years, charging the same for a minor league squad. Arguably, they cause a rash of terrible teams trying to follow the Astros model.
Ruining baseball. Great point.
Well, here's my response to that. They did the right thing in terms of their business and what they needed to do to win. But I also think this is a point in the favor of the Golden State Warriors and how great they are as an organization, because unlike the San Antonio Spurs, the Warriors never had a David Robinson back injury, which caused them to luck into the number one pick in a year where a generational talent like Tim Duncan was available. The Warriors, they had some lottery picks, but a bunch of teams passed on Stephen Curry. More teams passed on Klay Thompson. They got Draymond Green. And even though everybody would have signed Kevin Durant, they put themselves in the best spot to sign Kevin Durant a couple of off seasons ago. Even though I hate it, that's what they did.
But it's a valid point in that, because this guy's agreeing with us, Mike, whether you realize it or not. We don't think the Astros have done it for long enough to put them up in that same category of Spurs, Warriors, Patriots. It's the sustainability of it. So they're on the right path. They're on the right track.
Definitely.
You know? But it's just that you can't possibly say, hey, they're as good as all these other teams who have actually proven it, versus, okay, it looks like the Astros have the promise of becoming one of those types of organizations, but there's just no way you can say it until they actually do it.
They've basically had the same core for the last 3 years. This is the first time that they will be without key members of said core,
yep.
Specifically Charlie Morton, who you only had for a little bit of that, Dallas Keuchel, though Richard Justice said on the Triple Threat yesterday that Keuchel maybe could return to the Astros, and Marwin Gonzalez. I mean, those are three names that they are going to be playing through this season without. Okay, well, if they're going to be playing without those names this season, is there going to be a bit of a step back? This is the first little bit of adversity that they've had to deal with. What kind of adversity? How will they handle the adversity of the futures of Garrett Cole, Justin Verlander, George Springer, and Carlos Correa? Those are big names, all big decisions involved.
Okay, you know what, though? You can make that same argument about the Warriors because they've had the same core during their
We haven't
their
seen it, right?
Success,
you're right. I made that argument earlier.
I would say Spurs, yeah. So Warriors shouldn't be...
Patriots and Spurs.
Warriors can't be in the same conversation as the Patriots and the Spurs. So in my mind, it goes... At the top,
I disagree with that.
Spurs, Patriots, Warriors, Astros.
But I think the Warriors are in the conversation.
Whoa. How they haven't done it as long as the Spurs?
Well, they haven't had the opportunity.
They've done it with the same core. Who have they had to replace from their core players? Like all those guys.
Now, Harrison Barnes.
What's that?
Harrison Barnes.
All right. If you lose Klay Thompson, lose Kevin Durant. I almost don't even want to include Durant in it. But everybody's getting older. They're all getting older.
They might lose Durant.
Is you replacing guys from underneath? Like, who are you replacing? That's the true test of a great organization. It's like, as the one texter points out, hey, Steph Curry having all those ankle injuries that kept his price low until all of a sudden he's an MVP caliber player playing at a huge discount.
Helped a lot.
Like, it helped a lot. Obviously, the cap inflating as immediately as it did helped them a lot because Kevin Durant signed. Thanks a lot, Chris Paul and the Players Association for screwing that up. So, there were some strokes of luck. As far as making it last another decade, like the Patriots or the Spurs, they're not even close to it yet.
I have two words. Patriots, Spurs.